views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother,
and I say, brother, help me please. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. This is our hour every week to check in with some of the greatest healers, educators, philanthropists, and survivors of Lyme disease and tick-borne illnesses. This is a show of inspiration, a show of education, a show of hope and dialogue. And it's my honor to be the host of Limelight Radio. We're coming up on our year and a half anniversary mark on February 14th, Valentine's Day. But this week, we've got a really exciting show, something that's very near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about Rife Energy Medicine and Reiki and how that can empower us and our healing mechanisms to return to wealth. And we've got a wonderful guest, Dane Boggs, who's from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to read you his bio in a second. I met Dane last springtime in May when I was in Jacksonville at the Ticked Off Music Festivals, and he and I both share a great appreciation for these wonderful healing arts, Reiki and Rife technology. So let me share a little info about Dane, and then we're going to get talking, and you're going to learn a whole lot. So Dane Boggs was diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2004. He used oral antibiotics for 1 year, and although he improved, he was still sick. Then he used IV antibiotics for a second year. They also helped him, but not enough to beat the disease. As he says, he was at a stalemate that had been reached between Lyme and myself, and he knew he had to try something different, and he started using an electrical frequency generator Rife machine, which uses certain electrical frequencies for Lyme, and he became much healthier. He attributes his return to health as a result of Rife technology and Reiki. In 2009, Dane and his wonderful wife, Amy, formed the Northeast Florida Lyme Association. It's called NEFLA, with a few friends and Lyme disease sufferers. In 2014, NEFLA became the Florida Lyme Disease Association, now called FLDA. And at that time, Dane resigned from the FLDA to pursue his passions of Rife and Reiki. Along the way, the vision of NEFLA was a world where Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases are well understood and rapidly and accurately diagnosed, and where effective treatment is available to all patients. The Florida Lyme Disease Association continues this great work. And some of you remember Melissa Bell, who was with me on Limelight Radio a while back from Florida Lyme Disease Association. Dane is a Reiki master. He trained with Amy Lay, I think is her last name, in Jacksonville, Florida, as well as Laurel, Gaia, and Michael Bard in Sedona, Arizona. He feels we do not need to suffer Reiki can bring us greater harmony, health, and happiness. Amazing things can happen when you tap into the healing energy of the universe. Dane recently completed his wonderful book. I adore it. You're going to love it. It's called Reiki Awakening, A Spiritual Journey in 2012 with revisions in 2014. So Dane Boggs, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much, Katina. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. It's
very nice.
Really, oh, and it's
happy birthday too. Don't you have one coming up?
I do. Tomorrow's my birthday. Yep, the 5th is my birthday. So here we are on the edge of it.
Well, on behalf of all the people
listen,
who
Dane,
need help, yes, happy birthday.
I'm so thrilled to have you here. You are a very wise person. I can vouch for that, having spent time with you and shared conversations. And your beautiful book, Reiki Awakening, everybody really needs to get a copy of that. Where can they find that? Is it in bookstores? Is it on Amazon? Is it on your website?
Amazon.com, and also my website.
Great.
Both places.
Fabulous. And your website is, if I believe, Reiki Master, which is R-E-I-K-I, Master-Dane, like Great Dane, Boggs.com, right?
That's my website.
Great.
And if people want to reach me by email, it's cwboggs@aol.com.
Wonderful. C, like in cat, W as in water.
Yes.
Boggs with two G's. We'll mention it again later in the show. But listen, Dane, you have a great story of recovery. And I'd love for you to share with our audience in the next 5 minutes or so. Share with them your story, because it is a testimony to true healing.
Thank you, Katina. I'd be happy to do so. And maybe in doing so, it'll give hope to others that they can also find their way back to complete health. And my story is similar to a lot of people where you're sick, you don't know what's wrong, and you go to the doctor. And basically it took me about 3 years to find out I had Lyme disease after going to my primary doctor. And he basically just said I was depressed. And I do remember that conversation. I said, yes, I am. I feel awful all the time. So we did agree on that part. But eventually I went to a holistic doctor, someone who was a little more open-minded, because my primary doctor said there wasn't anything wrong. And the holistic doctor said, let's test you for Lyme. And I didn't even know what it was, to be honest.
Because you're in Florida, right?
Yeah, and you can't get it down here.
Right, that's what they say, right?
That's an inside joke, of course. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of that here, as you know. So I was diagnosed with a positive test, I went to some of the major institutions in our town here in Jacksonville for treatment. I'm not going to name any of them particularly, but I did go there and they said, we're going to do our own test. And they did their own blood test and determined that I did not have Lyme. So obviously I was very, very confused.
Yeah.
I had a positive test. I had a negative test from a major institution, and I felt awful with your typical Lyme disease. So what happened? I bumped into somebody who said, you need to go fly down to South Florida, and there's a doctor down there that treats Lyme. So I spent the next 2 years flying down there once a month doing antibiotics, and that was... my father was a physician, so this was, I had no problem with doing antibiotics because I came from medical background.
Did you?
Family.
Yeah.
But the first year of orals didn't work. They worked a little bit. I hurt some, but the physician down there said, we need to step it up here. You need to do some IVs if you want to. And I did want to get over it, so I did that. And I did a year of IV antibiotic treatment, and unfortunately that didn't work either.
Wow. Were you like totally very worried and concerned?
I was doing everything right, crossing the the T's, dotting the I's, and yes, I was. I did, however, during this time, here's a little a blessing that came my way, was an acupuncture physician that I was seeing to make me feel better with acupuncture said, you know, you should try a Rife machine.
He did, huh?
That's what he said. Now, I'm going to tell you what I told him the first time he said that to me. I said, well, I don't need that. I'm on antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said to him. Well, I had to go, this is like a year later, and I go back to him. And
yeah.
I said, what was that you said? Because I was still sick. And he said he had a machine that might help me. And it, so I used his Rife machine, and I herxed.
Yeah.
And as those in the Lyme community all know what that is. You know, that means you're killing the bugs. They're killing the spirochetes. The toxins are being released. So I knew I was actually making progress. And every time I used his machine, I would herx. And then I bought Brian Rosner's book. If those in the Lyme community know this book, you know, When Antibiotics Fail, Lyme Disease and Rife Machines. I that became my Bible. I also
I loved that book, too. That book was great for me, too. Yes.
And then I flew to Seattle and went to the 2006 Rife Conference. And I met Brian Rosner. I met Doug McLean, who invented the coil machine.
Yeah.
So it was a wonderful, that's when I made that big transition and became a distributor and decided that's how I was going to get well. And within a year, I was well.
That's incredible.
Using the machine, yeah.
Yeah.
And without any other supplements or I had the IV pulled, I wasn't on anything other than the Rife machine.
That's so, wonderful. I love this technology. We're going to, when we come back from station break, we're going to explain a little bit to our listeners a little bit about what Rife technology really is, because people don't understand it. But that is wonderful, Dane. Oh, my gosh. I mean, here you went from maimed and struggling for, 5 years at that point, right?
Yes. Yes. It was 5 years of being sick. And then I got well in 1 year.
That's beautiful. So, Dane, it's time for our first station break.
Okay.
Let's gather our thoughts. Audience, stay with us. We're just getting into the heart of the matter here with our fabulous guest, Dane Boggs from Jacksonville, Florida. So stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio, and we're going to come right back.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris. Thank you, Brian. That's a great song, Whiter Shade of Pale.
That's the original one by Procol Harum.
Oh, beautiful. I loved that song for so long. So Dane Boggs is visiting with us. And audience, we've got a lot of ground to cover now, Dane. I would love it if you could get us oriented, if you could explain a little bit to us about the history of the Rife technology. It's spelled R-I-F-E, everyone, after the founding researcher, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. And tell us a little bit about the history and also just how the technology works.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Dr. Rife invented the Rife machine in the 1930s. And he also invented the world's most powerful microscope at that time to watch organisms basically blow apart when he applied certain frequencies to them. So there are certain frequencies that can kill organisms, and there are certain frequencies that can make you feel better or get rid of a migraine, headache, or back pain. So that's where the technology can be used in two different ways. It can be used to get rid of pathogens in the Lyme and the Babesia, but then you can turn right around and get rid of your herks. You know, you can use it to make yourself feel better. And while you're on this Dr. Rife, if people would just go to rifevideos.com, rifevideos.com, they can watch his whole life history, you know, on their computers at that site, his whole life. It doesn't really have a happy ending because it was pretty much shut down in the 1930s by the American Medical Association. And it didn't go much beyond that. It doesn't mean it wasn't effective, and it doesn't mean it didn't work, but for a variety of reasons, it didn't really continue, which is a great sin, because this technology works. Can I skip forward and mention two people who've done some research recently? Holly Ahern is an associate professor, and she's published papers. She's from sunny Adirondack. But Anthony Holland's done a TED Talk. He's a professor at Skidmore, showing the effectiveness of frequency technology to kill cancer cells. So these are recent things. It's what the shame is, you've got this big skip of 80 years.
Right.
I mean, we've wasted 80 years. And it's just now coming back to where it's being published and recognized.
Yeah, I mean, it's such fascinating, you know, the idea that he, you know, I explain it sometimes to people that he found these vibrational footprints of organisms, like when he was looking at them under the microscope, he could see that the typhus organisms all vibrated in a certain pattern, and then the tuberculosis ones had a different vibrational pattern, and then the herpes would have their own. And so he duplicated these energetic oscillating vibrational patterns and then was able to translate it into this energy medicine that you just mentioned. And he had huge success rates. I remember there's an article on there on the website in 1933, the AMA was lauding him with the end of all disease. And, you know, but the whole, hey, the whole pharmaceutical thing started at the same time, cortisone and antibiotics. So the right away, there was controversy.
There was. There was. And he was not a great businessman, per se. Let's say he was a genius and with the microscope and the machine, but he was not. His partners were not. So the business that he started did not go very well, and it's unfortunate because a lot of people have suffered needlessly over the last 80 years because this technology has not been utilized.
Yeah, because the FDA would not approve it in the United States. And if I recall, a Dr. Gunner up in Montreal, he kind of kept it alive here North American hemisphere, right?
True. And well, I mean, the Pearl machine is used and is from Canada, and it's an excellent machine. And this technology is used in Europe, but in our country, it's not accepted yet. So, but people can go to websites and they can do the research and they can talk to friends. I would suggest talk to someone who's used the machine and gotten well and see if and experiment by using that machine and see if it works before you purchase something like that. You know, do your homework.
Yeah, because it's considered self-help in the United States, right? It's a self-experimental treatment. Doctors can't charge for it, and you can't use it for specific illnesses per se, right?
That's correct. It's not in a – I wish it was in a – it should be in a doctor's office, and it should be in everyone's home. It's your first line of defense that a person should go to. It's frequency technology, energy medicine, call it what you want. That's going to take care of that common cold, that back pain, or get rid of Lyme disease. So, and maybe someday in the future that'll happen. In the meantime, you're talking to me, which is a shame because I have no medical background, and I'm a retired home builder. So, you know, I have a license to build houses. And the shame is you shouldn't have to talk to someone like myself. You should talk to your doctor about this, and these machines need to be in their offices.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, they deserve great respect.
They do. And when people come to my house, if we wanted to go that way, I do let them try it, see if it works, see if it hurts, if they hurts. Basically, what you want to do is you want to have, for the Lyme community, you want to have a small herx. You don't want to have a big herx. So what you do is you get to schedule these. So with the antibiotic treatment, I never knew when I was going to be sick. But with the Rife machine, I know it's usually 24 hours later I'm going to have my herx. And the people can schedule them, and it gives you control over your disease, which, you know, most of us never had.
I know. You know, I used a Rife machine too, and I share that in my story and Out of the Woods. And I was a year into treatments. I wasn't on the antibiotic. I was on the herbal antibiotics and on a lot of detoxification, which was very helpful for me. And when I started the Rife technology, I did not have terrible herxes, I think, because I already did so much detox, but you're right. There was a sense of control. It's like, okay, I can do my treatment today and then I can rest for the next 48 hours. But honestly, Dane, I don't know if you experienced this, but within 2 weeks on the Rife, the brain fog was gone. My energy was better. I mean, I was like dramatically improved.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful that it occurred that quickly for you. It's not always that in my experience. That's probably because you're taking such good care of yourself with all your detoxing.
Right. Yeah, so
the longer people had it, the harder to get over it, you know. And if it's a short-term 1 year, it's not going to take as long or as many treatments, you know. But the longer you've had it, man, and some people don't get well. So that's one thing you were going to ask me.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Why is it like I succeeded so well, you succeeded so well? Why do some people fail on it?
Because, well, sometimes I've found that they're not, the machine isn't working properly or wires are loose. I've had people call me back and say they're not making progress, and it turns out the machine's not working right. I mean, that's a simple thing, but we can fix that. But some people have a hard time to detox, as you know, and it's sort of like you kill the bugs and you're just adding more toxins to the body, but they're not flushing them out. Some people have a hard time flushing out the toxins, and I think that's why they don't really get well.
Their liver, their kidneys, their lymph systems are very sluggish, and they need extra support.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dane, you know what? With my machine, I have to say, you know, and I know different machines have different kinds of information with them, and there's also websites, too, and books. There are codes within the machine for cleansing, like kidney cleanse, liver cleanse, right?
That's true. Most of the manufacturers put out a manual that corresponds to their machine. So there are channels, auto channels is what we call ours. And an auto channel, there's an auto channel for the back pain or the detox or the Lyme. So it comes, it's already pre-programmed with a manual. So you just have to go through and pick out the things that you think you need to use to get better.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's so great because, you know, there's so many different treatments that can be treated. I think that's one of the things that scared the FDA about putting this into the hands of the consumer is, oh my gosh, are they going to over-treat themselves and go on, you know, 55 different codes for, right?
Well, I did. I had one lady who used it too much, you know, and I've had some. It's she just used it too much, so she was in a constant herx. And so even though I'm the book and the manuals, and I say, you know, don't do too much, they overdo it, and they're too aggressive. So you're right. That's why it would certainly be nice if it was monitored by a physician.
I know.
What choice do we have if we're not getting well with antibiotics? I mean, what choice is there? I know this works, so. If you're careful and you go at it slowly, you can, over time, you'll get rid of the spirochetes. So.
It's true because you're basically sending a frequency in there that they cannot survive at. Our bodies are made up of energy. We have our particular vibrational patterns that each of us vibrate at. That's what makes us so unique and gives us our personalities and our essence. And when we're off our natural vibration, we have symptoms. And then an organism like Borrelia or herpes or et cetera can set up camp inside of you, and its vibration takes over, and its vibration gives you symptomology. So by getting in there with this energy frequencies, you're making it inhospitable for the Borrelia organism, and hey, your symptoms go away because you're killing off the bugs, literally.
And then your immune system starts to come back online, and things start working when you get rid of those all the spirochetes. I mean, that's a tremendous load off your body. So then things start to work. You know,
things start to work, yeah. You're back in harmony. So listen, Dane, need to go to our next station break.
Okay.
So audience, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white, just a jackknife.
Brian Eugene Sullivan, my producer, you are playing some of my favorite songs today. You must be on my birthday vibe.
Yes, absolutely, my friend. You bet.
Oh, my God. You played Chicago for me, and now Mac the Knife. Isn't he awesome, Dane?
I think so. He's got you dialed in. He's taking care of you.
Dialed in just like the right frequencies. Fabulous, Brian. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. We're on Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. We've got Dane Boggs with us. We've been talking about the very fascinating Rife technology, which really has flown under the radar here in the United States for way too long, as Dane said. The FDA has not approved it for regular medical use. It's self-help. We can explore these machines. We can go to conferences. We can read books. We can help each other in our neighborhoods. Dane and I both had wonderful healing success with this technology. The very talented Brian Rosner has got a website called LimeBook.com where he shares DVDs, more books on Rife technology. Where else can we get some info on the technology, Dane?
Well, we mentioned earlier there's a TED Talk that Dr. Anthony Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, he did a TED Talk, and it's on YouTube.
Okay.
So if you Google, his name, YouTube, you'll be able to watch that video showing how effective it was in killing the cancer cells. So I know that's not directly related to Lyme, but it does show the effectiveness. Yes. And the other name of published things in the Rife world would be Holly Ahern. She's done, in fact, they've worked together, the two of them.
As Holly, Holly with an H or P? Yeah, Holly, okay.
H-O-L-L-Y and then A-H-E-R-N.
Okay.
And so those two, of course, I told you about the Rife videos where you can watch his life, what he did, the research he did, the machine he made, the microscope. So
great places.
Talk to your, I would think, friends and neighbors, right? Try a machine that's in your neighborhood and just see if it works, because they're out there in the Lyme community and people are usually willing to, share them, and you could see if it's effective.
Right. I know. And there are some groups. Like, I remember there was a group up in Seattle that I met. There's a group in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. There's groups around where people get together
share.
And share their info and what codes and et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, do scout around people. It's worth, worth exploring. It's a fascinating form of healing. And, as Dane said, they really should be in all doctors' offices, but until that day, you have to do some researching, but it's, at least we have it, you know, threads to find it. But Dane, I want to jump topics here because the other piece of your story is equally fascinating, which is when you started using Reiki. So how did that happen? Tell me about this.
Well, it was back at, remember the acupuncture doctor that I mentioned that said I should maybe try a Rife machine? Well, at his office, they had a lady that was giving Reiki. She was a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master, actually. So being as sick as I was and as at that time with Lyme disease, I wanted to feel better. So I tried it, and it made me feel, very relaxed and at peace and a very soothing. And basically, it's where a person just lies on a massage table, and they put their hands on your head, and the energy flows through your body, and the next thing you know, you feel so much better. Now, and the lady at that time, Amy Lay, she's my Reiki master, she said that I could learn to give Reiki to myself, and that seemed to make sense, you know. Instead of seeing her every 2 weeks, I could learn how to give Reiki to myself, and that seemed to make sense. What is Reiki? Well, it's the universal life force. I guess I need to back up. The universal life force, it's that divine energy, divine light. And Reiki masters and Reiki practitioners have learned how to transfer energy. It's not their energy, but they grab a hold of the divine energy and transfer it through themselves to other people, to the person that needs it. And consequently, the people receiving it feel much better. It boosts their immune systems. It raises their energetic vibration at which they operate. Mm-hmm. So it's another valuable tool that people can use to get better from Lyme disease.
It is so nice for the nervous system when I used it. I had such like a frazzled nervous system when those bacteria got in there, and they just, the anxiety and the insomnia and the, just every little emotion and a loud noise. And I was just so frazzled and frayed, and Reiki was so, so calmative.
And how often did you get it yourself? Like once every couple of weeks, and that's what you sensed?
I went every week. I was going every week for quite about a while there, for several months, and it was so supportive for me.
It's what ended up happening was then that I became a Reiki master, and my little book deals with all the little miracles that I've witnessed and experienced since then. It doesn't really deal with Lyme really at all. Mm-hmm. It's everything that's happened after. After my quote awakening, so that was a very powerful. So that's what the book's about. It and so there's nothing really. Then it's a spiritual book, a spiritual journey. It's about Reiki, but it doesn't really deal with Lyme. So if so, I'm just don't buy it to find something to cure yourself of Lyme. Just do it.
Yeah, right.
Just receive it.
Receive
it. Try to find a practitioner that can give you Reiki.
Now, Reiki is more available, I have to say, right?
Yes, it is, and it's legal.
Right, and they even use it in some hospital settings, and you can...
Hospice uses it. Hospice uses it a lot. In most states, I think you have to have a massage license to do Reiki, but it's usually done in those situations, but it... it will make you feel much, much better. It reduces stress. It boosts the immune system, makes you feel relaxed. A tremendous healing takes place during a Reiki session. I mean, things are released that you don't need to carry, and things are healed that need to be healed. So the more a person gets of that, the better they're going to be, whether they have Lyme or not. I mean, and this is good for the the spouses. I mean, the whole family is affected by Lyme disease, as we know. Mm-hmm. Everybody mm-hmm. can use Reiki. Everybody can use a stress reduction.
Of course, and it's really, it's so gentle. It's not jarring, and it's mm-hmm. so loving because, you know, there's so much compassion for someone. A Reiki master is gifted with healing properties. So, you know, being in the presence of that energy is, it's beautiful.
Well, that's our, we're here to become, to grow and learn and to become more enlightened and to share our divine light with others. And, but to do that, you really kind of need to be healthy. So, you really have to take care of yourself. If I was to look back over some of my notes and my a couple things that I wanted to mention, it's, you know, you need to love yourself unconditionally. You know, and you, that's a biggie. A lot of us who got sick were not taking care of ourselves. We're not loving ourselves unconditionally, and that can lead to problems and health problems. So
it's so true, Dane. It's so true because we lose the sense of our own value, isn't that?
Yes.
Yeah, we lose the sense of our own value, and we can't shine so bright.
Not when we're sick. But Lyme was a spiritual journey for me, and I would never trade it for anything. Even though I was sick for 5 years, and I had to shut down my business, and I mean, it's such a blessing to be able to help people. Because now, I built houses before, but now I can help save people's lives.
And
when someone comes up to you and says that, you know, you saved my life, I mean, that's huge.
It's huge. It's beautiful. I know. It's so meaningful and so rich in so many ways. That's such a beautiful message you're sharing with us, Dane. Stay with me. We're going to come back for our last segment. And audience, I hope you're loving this show. Dane Boggs is with us, and what a gift he is to take his time and bring his beautiful message and knowledge to us here on Limelight Radio. So stay tuned. We're going to come right back after the station break. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
Here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. Fabulous show today. I hope you're loving it. We're learning so many new ideas and concepts on healing. We've touched upon Reiki, we've touched upon Rife technology, we've also just at the tail end of this segment mentioned something that I really resonate with, that Dane said, that Lyme disease is really a spiritual journey of transformation. This illness strips us down to bare bones. Most of us go into a place that requires us to be very still. We have a lot of pain and suffering, what we might call dark night of the soul. But when we make that journey in and we are able to change and do things differently in our life, find out what really is our true purpose, where our greatest creativity lies, where our greatest gifts are, my gosh, Dane, then amazing, beautiful gifts are born. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, everything you said, and I loved your book. And I loved it because, you know, not only was the Lyme journey, but the spiritual part at the end, you know, because that really resonated with me. So it's a spiritual journey, and we have to face up to some, it's a wake-up call, you know. Mm-hmm. Something's not right, and I considered Lyme a wake-up call because I was overworking, and I was stressed and pushing myself too hard. So it was a wake-up call, and for a lot of us, that's what it is. And then it becomes a spiritual journey to get on the other side. So
very much true. Yeah, it's the multitasking high achievers.
They get it first.
They get it right and get really ransacked. Where I am up here in New England, we still have farmers and, you know, people that kind of go at a different pace, and the farmers right. might get the Lyme disease, but they don't get taken down as bad. They just sort of are a little arthritic, or they've got a backache, and, you know, they go on some treatments and they pull through, but it's these people like myself and you that were living like a blizzard fast, multitasking, right?
That's right. And that's why it was so important that you wrote your book, Out of the Woods, because it's helping a lot of people look at their lives and reassess things and make changes that are going to benefit them.
And, yeah. Thank you, Dane, for that compliment.
Thank
you. Yes. You're very welcome. Oh. It's a beautiful story. And I'm happy to say Out of the Woods is coming out again in late March in a second edition. And it'll get me a chance to travel around the country and the world. Actually, I'm going to Europe with it. So
wonderful.
Be able to help touch other lives and bring people hope. And with that note, we have to tell everyone about what's happening February 28th, Jacksonville, Florida. Dane Boggs and myself, Katina Macris, we're going to be doing a workshop together. So, Dane, let's let everyone hear about our great workshop.
Oh, I'm very excited that you're coming back to Jacksonville. I met you in May, and now you're coming back again. And I'm excited, and the people, the Lyme community is excited that you're coming back.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes. You did. We so enjoyed having you here in May, and this is wonderful because we're I think we complement each other in a lot of ways, but I'm going to bring a little Rife technology to it. I'm going to have the machines there, and people will be able to look at them and understand how they work, and so they'll be there for display for people to get more information on it.
That's going to be fabulous. I know. So everyone, you're going to get information on Rife. You're going to get healing knowledge and protocols from both Dane and myself. Dane, tell everybody where we're going to be located, the time, everything, so they can get the details.
It's Saturday the 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., and it's at the A-Loft Jacksonville Tapestry Park Hotel, which is a very nice, for those in this area, they know where the A-Loft is. It's near Tinseltown, that part of town. And if they go to our flyers, you know, they can reserve a room at the hotel on a hyperlink. And if they go to our flyer, which I think is on your website and mine, they can also sign up for the event because there is limited seating. So that's where it is. That's the time.
What's the time again? I want to write it down.
2 to 5.
Two to five.
You better be there.
I'm going to be there. I'm just putting it on Facebook. 2 to 5 p.m. February 28th, the A-Loft Hotel, Jacksonville, Florida. They also are giving a discount hotel rate, right, for people that are coming from a distance. So all of you folks up in Georgia or in southern Florida or Alabama, the Carolinas, I think it's worth to come out and spend the afternoon with Dane and me. I know you're going to experience healing with us. We're both in the healing professions. I've been at it for 30 years. Dane's been at it a long time. And both of us in our heart, that's what our lives are about, is helping you heal. So come spend the afternoon with us on February 28th. It's not that long away now, is it?
No, it isn't. I'm looking forward to your visit. And I want to thank Melissa Bell at the Florida Lyme Disease Association for her support and their support and the board helping us with the event. So it's going to be wonderful, and I appreciate her help.
Yes, Florida Lyme Disease Association is working very hard. Florida is very afflicted with Lyme disease. People don't realize it, but all the migratory birds go and winter over down there, and they've brought a lot of organisms into the state. You also have the Lone Star tick, and you've got other ticks that are carrying lots of different tick-borne diseases besides the Lyme. But Melissa Bell, your wonderful wife, Amy Boggs, you've all worked so hard to bring awareness to this state, and I know how important this is.
Well, thank you. We're very excited that you're going to be here soon.
I'm excited too, and we also have to mention.
We'll have a full house for you.
We'll have a full house. So everybody, look on either my Facebook page, Katina Macris, on Dane Boggs. We'll also have it on our websites. Dane, say your website again.
Yes. It's www.ReikiMasterDaneBoggs.com.
So visit Dane's website or mine, which is either LimeLightRadio.com or KatinaMacris.com, and you can see the information about this wonderful workshop that we're carrying. And also LimeLightRadio.com. Hit the archive link if you want to replay this show or any of the shows in my database. We've got a year and a half of wonderful programming to share with you around the world. So it's sad to say our show is coming to an end today. Dane, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Katina. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're so very welcome.
See you soon.
I'll see you soon. Keep up your beautiful work. Everyone get a hold of Reiki Awakening. Thank you, Brian. Great show today, everyone. Tune in next week. I've got Dr. Lee Cowden joining me next week. So thank you and best wishes. Everyone stay warm. I'll talk to you soon. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.